Alrighty, what's going on, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of the Trent Corville Show. I am him. I greatly appreciate everybody joining us here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday. I am live from the ESPN 98.9 studios here in Charleston, South Carolina. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk some NFL because there is a lot of smoke. Okay, there's a lot of heat right now going on in the NFL. You got Aaron Rodgers, okay, misleading the public, if you will. You got OBJ. Where's he going to go? Is he going to get a vet minimum deal, only $500,000 for the great Odell Beckham Jr.? We will explore that. But I want to start off with week 9 of the NFL season, because this was a horrible week for me as far as picking games go. Every single favorite, every single best team in the NFL, the Bills, The Bengals, by the way, the Bengals, absolute dumpster fire right now. Back-to-back losses, one to the Jets and a blowout loss to Cleveland Browns. I came on this podcast a couple weeks ago and said, hey, the Cincinnati Bengals might do it. This is a young team. They've got a lot of fire behind them. I was really seeing the Bengals get going. But when you lose to the Jets and you get blown out by the Browns, that raises an eyebrow for me. I get a tad bit concerned. Okay, so we got to continue to watch. We're on Bengals watch right now. How about that? So, the Cowboys lost, the Raiders lost, the Raiders, Rich Bisacci, coaching up the team, special teams coordinator, interim head coach. I love him for the job in total. I think he should be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. But they go down to the New York Giants, and it's like, I mean, Saquon's not there. Daniel Jones, you take him out of Duke, which is a basketball school, try to make him play football, and he's not great. It's very clear that he's not good. When are the Giants going to return to the Giants they used to be? Will they ever? Are they ever going to be in a position to get stars? Because you got to think, what happened to the attractiveness of New York City? I thought everybody, every athlete's dream, I thought as a kid, they wanted to go play in New York City. They want to go play in the Mecca. The fans are crazy. Win, lose, or draw. If your team is good, your team is bad, New York fans are going to ride with you. They'll let you know if you're bad, but they'll ride with you. We see it with the New York Knicks all the time. I mean, even when they were bad, they still sold out Madison Square Garden. Knicks fans, Knicks faithful would come out and show support, and that's what New York does. It's not attractive anymore to athletes. They want to be in Florida, no state income tax. They want to be in Texas. They want to be in California, you know? They want to go places where they're not on top of each other in a city, and I understand, but hey, go out to New Jersey. Start the family. Get a dog. Have a yard, you know, and still play in the greatest city of all cities across the earth in New York City. But I digress. We will move on. So week 9 was a parody week. Like, the Bills lost to the Urban Meyer Chop House. That's what they lost to. The owner of Urban Meyer's Chop House beat the Buffalo Bills this Sunday. I've never seen anything like at the end of this game. It's 9-6. All right. The Jaguars are going to win. It's fourth down. There's about a second left on the clock. All you need to do, Urban Meyer, is tell Trevor Lawrence, his beautiful hair is flowing, say, hey, just take a couple steps back. The clock will go to zero and the game is over, right? Could have been done very swiftly. But you know what Urban does? He says, no. Hey, punt team, go out there. Punt team, we're sending the punt team out. I'm going to send a punt down there. The game's going to end. They cut the camera to Urban Meyer while he's making this decision. And you can see the coaches like, hey, what are we doing? And he's looking at them like, I got this. The Jaguars have 2 wins, okay? And Urban has celebrated these 2 wins like he's won the national championship every single time. He's comparing it to national championships. And by the way, Urban, if you would like to be successful in the NFL, let's stop talking about your college days. Let's stop comparing an NFL football game to a college football game. I say it on this program all the time. This is the men's league, okay? Doesn't matter what you did in college. This is the big dogs, all right? Everybody is here for a reason. I mean, he did say to Vic Fangio a couple weeks back, it's like playing Alabama every week. I mean, we're going to let this guy keep coaching an NFL team? He's an embarrassment to the city of Jacksonville. He's an embarrassment to the ownership who's trying to build the infrastructure of Duval County, putting casinos up and the whole thing. It's going to be great. And you want Urban Meyer as the face of your franchise? And the Florida Gators are terrible right now. I wouldn't take Urban Meyer back. That's been presented to me around the office by a couple people. Like, hey, Urban Meyer's right down the road. Might as well take him now because Dan Mullen stinks. Yes, Dan Mullen stinks because right now the Florida Gators are in shambles. Urban Meyer will not be the answer. And Urban might have a couple years in Jacksonville. I was thinking about this. They might not get rid of the guy. They might try to ride this out, and then they'll look after 2-3 years and be like, in a 17-game season over 3 years, we've won 7 games. Now's time to move on. It's not going to be after this season, I don't think. I was hoping so. I don't think he'll take the USC job anymore. I think he will stay in Jacksonville for another year trying to develop Trevor Lawrence, but newsflash, you're going to kill the kid's career. Anyways, let's dive into what has captivated not only the sports world, but the entire world. Anywhere you can find news, there was one man on the headlines, and that man was Aaron Rodgers. And everybody knows, whoever listens to this program, my favorite NFL player of all time is Aaron Rodgers. This has been a tough week for me. My love for Aaron Rodgers really started when Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays happened. And you really got to dive into this guy's mind, understand how he thinks, how he operates. He's an incredibly thoughtful and incredibly intelligent human who seems like he's got all the screws, you know, pretty straightened out. He's a Cal grad. He's a smart guy. He's a deep thinker. He likes meditation and he likes holistic medicines, clearly, now that we're seeing this. But I want to back up because the reason why the world is in outrage right now, one, it's because Aaron Rodgers, reigning MVP, the undisputed MVP of the NFL, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, obviously, so his name will be in the headlines regardless. But what happened back in August when Aaron Rodgers rejoined the Packers after a long stint of saying he's not going to come back, the question was posed by a great, great beat writer for the Green Bay Packers and ESPN, Rob Domofsky. He said, Aaron, are you vaccinated? There's a ton of quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, Carson Wentz, all came out and either said it was a personal decision, which means no, or they just flat out said, no, I'm not vaccinated. But what Aaron did was incredibly misleading to not only his teammates, to the public, but everybody, every Packers fan out there. Because if you're not vaccinated in the NFL right now, there is incredible protocols every single day that you have to go through. And I wouldn't look at that as a punishment. More, I would look at as a safety measure. And I think that's where Aaron went wrong first, looking at the new NFL protocols and basically looking at them as a punishment. I'm not a doctor. I'm vaccinated. All my family's vaccinated, okay? We understand that it is for the greater good of society. Hey, my main thing with the vaccine was I want to get back to normal. I want sports to be able to get back to normal. And it seems like when Aaron Rodgers went on that press conference back in August, and he was asked the question, are you vaccinated? He didn't say yes or no. He said, I'm immunized. It's Aaron Rodgers. So as soon as Rob Domofsky heard that and everybody else in the media room heard that, they went, all right, well, he probably knows what he's talking about. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's probably vaccinated. That means the same thing. Imagine the confusion between everybody in that room was like, what did he just say? He just said he was immunized. Can somebody Google that real quick? Look that up for me. What does that mean? So apparently, Aaron underwent, during the offseason, he underwent homeopathic and holistic healing. Now, I have some experience with this with my, you know, a couple family members who enjoy things like this, right? So taking it with a grain of salt, Aaron, I kind of know about this stuff. But what people are missing about this, Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show on Friday to address the rumors. And he started off good. In my eyes, the interview started like he had me for a minute. For about the first 15 minutes, he stated that he has an allergy to some ingredient in the mRNA vaccines. So that means Pfizer and Moderna are out for him. Apparently, he said, according to the CDC website, if you have an allergy to the vaccine, an ingredient to the vaccine, you're not supposed to get it. And then, you know, Johnson & Johnson was there and he said he didn't feel comfortable. So right then and there, I'm like, okay, all right, he's got an allergy. Personal decision. I understand, man. But let's rope it back to what happened in August when you told us you were immunized. You didn't answer the question that was asked to you. It's a yes or no question. Are you vaccinated? Yes or no. That's it. There's no dancing around it saying you're immunized. But my big thing with all this is that the media obviously didn't follow up with that question. And I put a little bit of blame on Rob Domofsky, Lily Zhao, and everybody that's in that media room for not being like, sorry, Aaron, what the hell does that mean? Like, what do you mean you're immunized? Like, I don't understand that. Nobody followed up. And when he went on the Pat McAfee show and started talking about it, he said, if I was asked a follow-up, I would have answered. What a bad look, dude. And he also went a little sideways during the interview when he said he consulted with Joe Rogan about the situation. And even Pat and AJ during the interview had to cover up their mouths a little bit because they were laughing during that. That's what screwed Aaron. If he would have come out in that interview and said, I lied to the public, I understand that, I have an allergy to a couple of the ingredients in the mRNA vaccines, done. End the discussion. But then, what does he do for the next 40 minutes of the interview? He's flipping through notes. He's got a 500-page report from his doctors. And look, I understand people like Aaron Rodgers with $500 million have access to things that we as, you know, the common folk, I'm talking we the people, we don't have access to what he has access to. But at the same time, the studies follow the vaccine. Majority of people right now are vaccinated. The NFL has put these protocols in place to not only protect yourself, but protect your teammates, fans, coaches, you name it, and you didn't follow the rules. So right now, I mean, Aaron is still in quarantine. If he tests negative twice, he will be able to play this weekend against the Seattle Seahawks. I hope he gets back. I hope he plays. I don't think this is over. I don't think this whole situation is done. The question was posed, hey, you're probably never going to win an NFL MVP again. Like, that's a real thing. Because of this, the media right now hates Aaron Rodgers. This is a four-time NFL MVP. He's not winning another MVP. Nobody's going to give this guy his flowers, even if he doesn't throw a singular interception for the rest of the season. 50 touchdowns, you name it, he's not getting the MVP. So that's my whole take on Aaron Rodgers. You lied to the public. You didn't tell us the truth. If you'd have told us the truth, I'm sure it would have been moved on quickly, much like Lamar Jackson, much like Kirk Cousins, and much like Carson Wentz. Can we talk about, real quick, before we get into Odell Beckham Jr., Jordan Love? I was so disappointed in his performance because the Chiefs' defense is last in almost all categories across the NFL. And to only put up 7 points, let's remember, the Packers traded multiple picks away. They didn't have a first-round pick to trade into the first round to pick a quarterback who threw 17 interceptions in his final season at Utah State. Not Utah. No, no, no. Not in the Pac-12. This is a group of five quarterback who threw 17 interceptions, and Gutekunst and all the guys in the front office over there, the Packers said, oh, this is the next guy. This is the next Aaron. Let's remember when Aaron Rodgers first made an appearance on the Packers. A couple years into his career, he started an NFL game against the Cowboys. He dominated. He came out and everybody knew immediately, oh yeah, that's a guy. It's kind of like watching some of these young guys right now, like Joe Burrow. As soon as he hit the NFL field, boom, that's a guy. We got one. But Jordan Love, first start, all your receivers are back. Your offensive line is healthy, besides David Bakhtiari, which he is back this week. That's huge. Huge for the Green Bay Packers going forward. Jordan Love did not capitalize on the opportunity at all. He looked scared in the pocket. His feet were dancing all over the place. It was an embarrassment for the Packers organization for drafting that kid. And if you're thinking, oh, next year when Aaron Rodgers inevitably moves on from the Green Bay Packers, that Jordan Love is your answer, well, think again because you're going to win about 2 or 3 games with that kid. Sorry, but not sorry. That's the Packers organization not taking any advice from players or outside noise and thinking just because we saw this kid in a combine, yeah, he's tall, he can move, he's big, all that stuff. Like Malik Willis right now at Liberty, he's going to be a top 10 pick, no doubt. No doubt in my mind he's going to be a top 10 pick. How are we gauging these guys just off looks? Just off looks. He looks the part. There's not going to be another Cam Newton for a long time, quite honestly. It's very rare. There's not going to be, you know, generational talents every so often. It's very, very rare. And Trevor Lawrence coming in the NFL, obviously, oh, he's this generational talent. I don't see that right now. And it might be because of the team, but I don't see that right now. Justin Fields, same way. He's going to be a good starter. All these guys are going to be good starters. But Aaron Rodgers was a generational talent, obviously. And Jordan Love was brought into the Packers to be the next generational talent, to be the franchise guy after Aaron leaves. It was a total miss on the Packers. You thought when they traded that pick to get into the first round, you thought they were taking a receiver. And when they took Jordan Love, that's when it started it all. Okay. I think Aaron's a bigger person to be offended by that. But at the same time, how could you not be? How could you not be offended when the front office, when the coaching staff didn't even give you a call and say, hey, this is what we're doing on draft night, first round pick. We're going to take your replacement. your replacement, by the way, just letting you know, they didn't even do that. But right now, Odell Beckham Jr. is on the move. He was released from the Cleveland Browns after his father, Odell Beckham Sr., put out an 11-minute video film breakdown. I mean, this guy's Dan Orlovsky, okay, in his own mind, just evaluating his son. 11-minute video, it showed Baker Mayfield missing throws, Baker Mayfield missing when Odell Beckham Jr. is wide open, and inevitably that led to the release of Odell Beckham Jr. from the Cleveland Browns. Now, he is out there. He is available. He has cleared waivers, which waivers, if you don't know, basically, if you ever think of a fantasy draft, the worst team in the NFL has first priority on anybody on the waiver wire. So he's cleared all of the waivers, and he's now able to sign with a team of his choosing. And he's already come out and said publicly who he wants to go to, if possible. The Green Bay Packers were number one priority on the list. Yeah, no duh. Any receiver of that kind of talent, get to Green Bay because you want to play with a guy like Aaron Rodgers. The New Orleans Saints and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. They are not playing good football right now. They won the last couple games, but they're not playing good football right now. I do not understand that whatsoever. Think about this. If Odell Beckham Jr. goes to the Green Bay Packers, you got Devontae Adams on one side, who's arguably, in my opinion, the best receiver in the NFL, best receiver I've seen in the last few years. Devontae Adams on one side, Odell Beckham Jr. on the other side, Robert Tonyan, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I mean, that's a championship offense right there. Aaron Jones in the backfield, by the way. All-pro left tackle David Bakhtiari. That's going to win you a Super Bowl. So I really hope Odell is looking at this situation not for the money, and I don't think he is because I don't think he's going to get money. He's going to get a vet minimum. Cleveland still has to pay out about $4 million of his contract. So he's double dipping. He's going to get money from the Cleveland and money from whatever team he goes to. Now, the Saints, I want to talk about the Saints for a minute because right now they have a quarterback controversy. Jameis Winston is out for the season. Is Odell, you know, going to the Saints knowing that Trevor Siemian is his starting quarterback? This confused me because if Odell Beckham Jr. goes to New Orleans Saints, he's choosing Trevor Siemian over Aaron Rodgers because he gets to choose where he goes. And quite honestly, nobody's giving you more than the vet minimum, which is $575,000. Nobody's going to give you more than that right now because you're already getting money from another team. So you should go to the team that is best poised for a championship run. And right now, that's the Green Bay Packers. If you go to the Chiefs, think about who's catching balls over there. Tyreek Hill, you're not going to be the number one. Travis Kelce, he's number two. You got Mecole Hardman, number three. Odell, you throw him in. They just signed Josh Gordon as well, so I don't think that'll happen. I think it's between the Packers and the Saints. And if Odell Beckham was smart, he'd take the vet men, he'd go to Green Bay, and play with a quarterback who can actually get you the football. Baker Mayfield couldn't do it. Eli Manning was at the back half of his career. He couldn't do it. People like to hate on Odell Beckham. He's never played with a good quarterback. Baker Mayfield is good at times, but he's also got a phenomenal team around him that makes him look really good. Odell's never had the guy. If you can go to the place where the guy is, Aaron Rodgers, reigning MVP, I think you're going to have mild success, major success. But Odell Beckham, I thought it was going to happen on Wednesday, but right now we're still waiting for the announcement to come out. So hopefully he's going to be a Green Bay Packer. I hope Aaron Rodgers can get past this whole vaccine situation. Obviously, your body, your choice. I understand that, but you lied about it. Simple, done deal. I know this is a short episode. We got to get out of here. I greatly appreciate everybody joining us today. Give me a follow on Twitter at Trent_Corville. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and be a friend, see a friend, tell a friend. And more importantly, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday on ESPN 98.9. ESPN 98.9 app in the App Store and charlestonsportsradio.com. You can listen to me and Scott Hamilton. We dish out sports news all day, every day. And you can also tune in to Fan Talk from 3 to 6, where I'm also dishing it out with the great Bobby Harden. I appreciate everybody joining me, and I will see you next Thursday. Peace and love.